Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. My name's Deepak Shukla, and today I'm going to be talking about fitness. I want to talk about weight training, basically, and to all of those blokes, guys, men, to all of those women, ladies, females, members of the fairer sex, or whatever you want to say for those who don't fall into either of those gender categories. One of the biggest gripes I hear about the whole, I want to get the beach body, I want to put on weight, I want to get more muscular kind of conversation is that, you know what, no matter what I eat, I can't seem to put on weight. I'm working hard, but I'm not putting on weight. It's going okay, but I'm not big enough. And the biggest thing, the problem that I find with a lot of people that are just either getting into the area of weight training or are uneducated in the area of weight training is that there's incredibly simple rules that we fall foul of. And, you know, this was a problem that I had at 19 years old. And to be honest with you, it really bloody annoys me because there's so much information out there on the internet and there's some basic rules that if we all adhere to, and they really will work. So, I'm known as a hard gainer. It's not easy for me to put on weight. You know, I still eat like a horse. I eat so much food, it's incredible. And I don't put on weight, like, immediately. I've got a very high metabolic resting rate. I burn energy, you know, at the rate of knots. I'm kind of ADHD, hyperactive, which means that it's not simple for me to put on weight. However, if you compare my body from 19 to, or now, as I'm approaching my 30s, there's been a significant amount of change. Why is that? Well, there's two words I want to share with you that are really, really game-changing. Carbohydrates, protein. Carbohydrates, protein, at a kind of, let me think, for those hard gainers out there, for those people that are skinny and want to get muscular, that need to be eaten at a kind of 70-30 kind of proportional ratio, 70% carbohydrates, 30% protein, you need to have a higher calorific intake than output to put on weight. It's really simple kind of mathematics or logic. And if you don't, if you're skipping meals, the amount of people that will eat two meals a day, or if you're having very, very tiny meals, or if you're not finishing your meals, then all of this altogether will contribute to the fact that no matter how many push-ups, no matter how many bench press, no matter how many, you know, weighted dips you might do, you're not going to be able to put on the mass and the muscle that you're looking for. And it's incredible that people still make this mistake. So I wanted to kind of dispel it or set the record straight here on the podcast, because it will take time. Things won't happen overnight. So, for example, in the instance of my case, I need to literally eat five to six times a day. So notice I didn't say four. It's five to six times a day. Small meals when I eat. I don't aim to stuff my face such that I can't breathe three times a day. You know, I'll have a simple bowl of Weetabix for breakfast. An hour and a half later, I might have like a banana. And I might have a banana, an apple, a kiwi, and then maybe some fruit and raisins. I'll have something along those lines, as well as a kind of protein shake, which we will come to and discuss. And later I might have some rice and like lentils or something around a rice or carbohydrate-based dish. Then 3 or 4 hours later, I might have, I might have a tin of baked beans with, you know, two slices of toast. And it will continue in this fashion. It will continue in this fashion. Now, That is an example of the level at which you need to be eating at. You know, after the baked beans on toast, then maybe 2 hours later, I'll have dinner. And dinner will again contain some kind of complex carbohydrate, whether I'm eating potatoes, whether I'm eating spaghetti, whether I'm eating chapatis, which is, you know, flour and water. I'll be eating something that will lend to me increasing my weight. And as you can hear, I'm eating often. And as you can also hear, I mentioned the word protein shake for all of those people who can't, who don't cook or want to cook meat continually because either it's expensive, perhaps more, well, more preparation times required, or whatever, for whatever reason it might be. That's something that I don't often actually eat. Always, I go for protein shake instead. Or I buy, you know, chicken from the deli at a supermarket, whether it's Tesco's or Morrison's. They're the two places I shop at typically. So you need to get enough carbohydrates in your body, regardless of the amount of exercise you're doing, regardless of the intensity at which you exercise. You need to just increase the amount of calories you're consuming. And that should ideally be relatively good calories. Because otherwise, you're just not going to achieve the bulk and size that you require for any or all of the hard work you do in the gym. It really is true that, you know, training is 80% diet or whatever the statistic might be. Training, sorry, dieting, your diet and what you eat is incredibly important. And if you can follow that simple rule, eating more carbohydrates as well as getting more protein into your body. Now, again, as to, you know, you might ask what kinds of meats, what kinds of carbohydrates, what kinds of meat, you know. So pasta, rice, preferably brown rice, potatoes. Some people argue that potatoes, you know, aren't the greatest for you. So potatoes, pasta, and rice are, as a three, staple parts of your diet, and you should be eating them on a daily basis. Bread can also qualify. Brown bread can also qualify. So you've got brown bread, brown rice, pasta, and I've forgotten already, potatoes. There you go. So get enough of them into your diet on a daily basis, and you'll slowly see the weight creep on. And if you find that you're training hard and you're not putting on the muscular mass or even the mass that you want, it just simply means that you're not eating enough. And you never need to be in that position where you're eating until you're stuffed. Just spread your meals out across the day and be eating consistently. Eating consistently. Now, there's so much, of course, to say on this subject, and we've predominantly dealt with carbohydrates here. So in the next episode, I'm going to go on and talk, or in another episode, I'm going to go on and talk about, you know, the power of protein. But the thing to remember here, very simply, is unless you already have a rippling six pack and, you know, significant definition with low body fat, then it really is not having to worry about getting beyond the basics. Because I'm going to let you in on a secret. You know, I don't measure the calorific intake. I do not measure the grams of protein that I have. And I've been in pretty good shape for the last 10 years as a consequence of just having general good ideas about how to make the most of what I eat and to get the most from my body. So, regular small meals containing either brown rice, pasta, potatoes, brown rice, potatoes, pasta, anything that's a complex carbohydrate on a daily basis alongside some form of protein with every meal, preferably if you can. Otherwise, you need to start smashing a couple of protein shakes per day, and this really will start moving you into the direction that you desire with your weight. Thank you, everybody.